This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Well, hello again, everybody. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman with another Gulf Stories moment. My guest today, Dr. Della Scott Ireton, Associate Director from the Florida Public Archaeology Network. Dr. Scott Ireton, how are you?
Very well, Christian. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for coming on. So today we're talking about a topic that I've always wanted to know more about, the USS Massachusetts. I grew up here, so I'm not a diver, but I have been fishing, deep sea fishing many times with my friends, and I've always felt the Massachusetts is sort of haunting because, as you well know, you can see it from above. You don't have to be a diver. As a boat goes by, you can see the edges. Tell me about this ship.
So the Massachusetts is a wonderful ship. It is the nation's oldest battleship, and it's right here in Pensacola. It's something a lot of people don't know about. It was launched in or commissioned in 1896 as part of the New Steel Navy, the Navy's big reorganization after the Civil War and trying to move into the modern era of battleship construction. And it's an amazing relic of that time. It's was part of the Indiana class. Indiana was BB number one. Massachusetts is BB number two. And Oregon was BB number three. And those were the only three of the class built.
Tell me about the sinking.
The sinking was amazing. Massachusetts had a really interesting career. It saw action in the Spanish-American War, and then it was quickly rendered obsolete and sort of was decommissioned and recommissioned a few times, used as a naval training ship. And finally, in 1921, the Navy actually gave it to the Army to be used for target practice. And so it's kind of unusual. And so it was stripped of pretty much everything usable and then towed to Pensacola. And the Army wanted to test the idea that if an enemy battleship was threatening the coasts of the United States, could they very quickly move in coastal guns, for instance, on railway cars to protect the coast? And so they thought they would do that by using this obsolete battleship and see if they could sink it.
It's incredible, you know, that it was sunk to be a target. You know, that's something I only found out a year ago after all these years of thinking about the USS Massachusetts. From where was the shooting happening?
So the shooting was happening in a couple places. They used the big guns that were at Fort Pickens, which were still very much in service around the time of World War One, and then they also brought in some rail-mounted guns, big guns on rail cars that were up in town. And from the best information we can find, Massachusetts Avenue in town, if you know where that is, that's why it's called Massachusetts Avenue, is that's where the guns were on the rail lines there. And the guns didn't actually sink the ship. It was sunk on purpose to be stationary. And the Army, in fact, actually sunk it first on the east side of Pensacola Pass and then decided that was not where they wanted it. They had to raise it, move
really?
It to the west side of Pensacola Pass, and then re-sink it. And then they proceeded to just bomb her over and over with these guns and eventually patted themselves on the back and said, yes, we could sink an enemy ship. And then they left her.
So after the second sinking, mm-hmm. when they put it in the correct spot, mm-hmm. how far out is that from the base? I mean, how far are they shooting?
It is it's several miles from Fort Pickens. And then
it's
from
incredible.
In town, it's actually even farther from those guns up in town. And there's accounts we were finding when we were doing the research that talk about these big shells of concussion going over downtown Pensacola and breaking the windows in the banks of downtown Pensacola. And there she sits ever since. And it's kind of unusual. Usually the Navy never gives up title to any of its vessels anywhere in the world for any reason. But in this case, actually, they gave her to the Army. And then there was a court case in the 1950s where a salvage company wanted to salvage her. And the local people said, no, this is where we love to fish. And so a court case actually granted title to it to the state of Florida. So it's a battleship owned by the state of Florida.
Cool. Love to hear this history. Lastly, talk to me about people, tourists, divers, people fishing. Very popular, a good place to do all
it's
that?
It's very popular. It's one of Florida's underwater archaeological preserves, which are historic shipwrecks all around the state interpreted for divers and snorkelers, and it sees a lot of action. It's in only about 30 feet of water. It's a popular dive for the dive boats coming back in to hit a shallow dive. You got to catch it on a high slack tide. It can be challenging if the current's ripping out of the bay. But it's beautiful. I've seen it when it looks like the Caribbean out there with crystal clear water. It's got a lot of fish around it. Of course, it's easy to find for anybody going out there. And it's a wonderful dive. It's like an underwater mountain climb.
The spectacular and very interesting history of the USS Massachusetts. Dr. Della Scott Ireton, thank you for telling us all about it. What a great story.
My pleasure. Go dive it.
For more Gulf stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.